Vibe Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter, and we're going to verse 10 today. And the first thing it says is, for the scriptures say. Now, that is referring to what was said before, and I brought that yesterday. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults. When people insult you, instead pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will bless you for it. And if to reiterate his words, he brought some scripture to bear. And Peter says this, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. The tongue is mightier than the sword, the Bible says. Your tongue, beloved, is mightier than the sword. Sounds a bit crazy when you think about that, but I think of times when I've read in the newspapers of children who have committed suicide. In actual fact, I know a young lad, and I wanted to bring this particular story to you. I know of a young lad, I'm not going to say his name, I'll call him Nigel. He was 14, 15 years old, and his father went into his bedroom one day, and I know the family very, very well indeed. His father walked into the bedroom one day and saw his son hanging. And of course, he'd gone, he was dead. And they didn't know why he'd done it. They had no idea why he'd done it. And it transpires that he was being bullied on both Facebook and Twitter, and also bullied at school. And he got to a stage where he couldn't stand anymore. Now, he was a member of my church, the entire family were. And I can remember when his funeral happened, there was standing room only. It was absolutely jam-packed full of people. And I'll never forget as long as I live, a group of his friends from school, a group of people from school had come, and they were all sitting in the front row. And there was this one lad, he was dressed in an orange shirt at this funeral. And the way he sat was very arrogantly. Lots of confidence, very arrogant. And he sat there as though butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. And he was thinking, what's all this about? And as the funeral went on, as the service continued, I saw him get lower and lower and lower in his seat until right at the very end, he was in tears. And as I was watching him, I couldn't take my eyes off him. I thought to myself, were you anything to do with the bullying that Nigel suffered? Is this why you're now in tears? Beloved, whoever it was, whoever was doing this bullying to this poor boy, you can see now that the tongue is mightier than the sword. It took his life. We can say things with our tongues and not even realize the damage we are doing to somebody else. And that is not what God called us to do. In retaliation, we might say something. And we might say something so cutting, it destroys the other person. And that's not victory. That's loss. Keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. When you tell lies, when lies come from your mouth and the other person were to find out that they were lies, the trust goes. There is now no longer any trust. We know when God Almighty talks to us, he never lies. He only tells the truth. There is only truth on his lips, and we have to emulate that. We can only tell the truth. And we have to watch what we're saying. Because above all, beloved, we need to have people trusting us. That's vital. So much danger has been brought about because of the tongue. I think of wars. So many wars have been started because two people, two leaders, can't agree. I was 11 years old at the time, but I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis in the United States in 1962 or 63. 62, I think it was. And how close the world came to nuclear disaster. And how was it settled? With the tongue. That whole conflict was settled with the tongue. But the whole Cuban Missile Crisis could have emulated into World War III, and that could have happened as well because of the tongue. Beloved, we have to be so careful and so on our guard. The words that come from our mouths should be words of encouragement, words of uplifting love. We should be telling other people how much we honor them and appreciate them and love them and care for them. When someone comes to us for advice, when someone comes to us for counsel, we should be giving that counsel, and we should be also praying beforehand and saying, Lord, what do you want me to say in this instant? Because what I want from my mouth now is the wisdom of Solomon. I want that to pour out of my mouth, Father, and I can only do that with your help because I can't do it alone. If you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your counsel. Thank you for your love, Lord. And I pray in Jesus' name that me and anyone else who is listening to this broadcast right now, that, Father, we would be conscious of you and we would use our mouths in such a way as to bring life and not bring death. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. This is Tim Hughes now, and be lifted up.
Be lifted up. Be lifted.